started for a long time now because it's very much behind schedule. And this morning we did get the, I suppose you could say, the best case scenario resolution to progress the Mulcranna local area plan. We had a proposal from the senior planning officials that Buncranna, Bundoran, Ballymofaistre and Orler would be done as part of the review of the Donegal County Council plan. Now, as you know, I would have several times asked that our plan be run in tandem with Letterkenny, but that wasn't possible because the staff weren't there to do it. But now we're going to be put in together with the Donegal County Council development plan. And the good news is that formal notices are going to go into the paper on the 8th of April coming, and the new plan will be ready by December 2023. Now, and that's as opposed to being ready for the end of 2024. So we're going to do the environmental assessments and all that as one rather than three separate runs of assessments, because we just wouldn't have the staff to do it. This is a much faster route. And with the critical situation regarding mica families in Buncranna, as you know, Buncranna has 75% of the mica-affected families of Anishinaabe, and it's crucial just that this Buncranna plan is begun and before houses start being demolished and all of that. So this is a quicker way to get the plan started, and I'm delighted. And I want to thank the senior planners for listening to us and for including us with the other towns and with the county council. And as you know, resources are going to be a key component to progress this work and deliver for the needs of the people of the county. But it wouldn't be feasible just to do them all separately. So I know it's a very ambitious plan, but I was told that the planning section feel that although it's challenging, it is doable and will be ready by December 2023. So that is good news at last.
Specifically as it relates to Buncranna, what are the key points in the plan, apart from mica, of course?
Well, it's the zoning, the rezoning of land that is not for housing development at the minute. We have in total 3,000 acres in Buncranna. 800 acres of that are unfit to be built on. So that we need to have the land zoned and allow people to build on it so that houses can be there for the families, not only the mica-affected families. We have over 400 other families on the housing list waiting for housing as well. So it's really, really urgent.